You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right. One of my favorite times of the week here on Nightlight is our Popcorn Pick of the Week. And I always seem to, you know, we get some films that are popular or that you're not surprised by, and that's fine too, because sometimes they're great films and you just forget about them. And then we get movies like we've had, like with Todd Alba. I don't even remember the name of Todd's, but I have them all written down, but I love getting an obscure one that you don't see coming. So we have no idea what is in store for the pick of the week from our current guest, who is here tonight and going to make said pick. He is a Wisconsin comedian. He's also done radio. He teaches comedy. He's got a new special. He's all over the place. I think he's written several books, too. He's a man of letters, and he's here tonight on Nightlight, Dobie Maxwell. Hey, buddy.
Sir Pete of Schwabba, thanks for having me back. It's a treat. You know, when Johnny gives you the, you know, it used to be when he gave you the one of these.
Yeah.
You know, and same thing. I was great on the first time thinking, I wonder if we had a good time. You called and asked me back. I got the call from Conrad. I am delighted. So I made the cut. Thank you.
Dude, sometimes you were awesome. That was a lot of fun. And sometimes you just kind of forget. You know what it's like. You've done radio and you're like, oh, yeah, sure. I got to have Dobie on again. So I'm glad you made the time. Thank you.
Love the show.
How you been?
You know, I was assaulted in a parking lot, and it's like when you assault a comedian, dude, I'm pretty laid back. It really is a hard to, and I'm a guest on a sports talk show in the Milwaukee area, and I've been walking now. I had type 2 diabetes. I got diagnosed. I've been walking 1,100 straight days of 10,000 steps a day. That's wow. About 5 miles. So I went in there and I brought a veggie tray and people made fun of me and it was fun. So now it's become a tradition. When I go in, I bring a veggie tray. So I stopped at the grocery store, pick it up. I'm in the car. We've all been in this situation. It's you're right by the front door, 5 miles an hour. You're trying to leave the grocery store parking lot. There was I don't want to call her a woman. It was a female. The NFL draft just was. She would have been about a third or fourth round nose tackle to edge rusher. Large woman, which is fine. You know what? Hey, we all have our thing.
Right.
And she thought I was trying to hit her. I'm doing 5 miles an hour, Pete. Really. And she comes up and she just starts yelling and screaming and goes from zero to I'll kill you and learn how to drive. And she's swearing at me. So I'm thinking, I got to diffuse this with humor. You know what I'm saying? She's in a bad mood, probably had a bad life. My window's down. I said, hey, sweetie pants, are you coming on to me? You talk to me like that, you got to buy me dinner. Okay, come on now. Let's just calm down a little bit. Pete, she walks up a foot from my face and spits right in my eye, spits in my face. Have you ever had that happen? I have never had that happen.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, okay, this is assault. Now, do I have to go home and boil my face? Do I have to drink bleach?
Maybe.
It could be COVID or trench mouth or foot and mouth or hoof and mouth, whatever it is. So I'm thinking, okay, this day and age, every parking lot in America probably has to be filmed. So I'm going to go in. I'm going to report it. Like, just look, this is not good. I'm trying to, you know, be nice here. I'm not trying to hit anybody.
Yeah.
So she got this big piece of luggage and I'm assuming it was a purse. And I looked at her and I said, what's that, your feed bag? And she turns around and clocks me right in the face. My glasses go flying. I'm laughing. I'm thinking, nothing good can happen here. If I attack her, which I'm not a violent person, but if I attack her, I beat up a woman. If she beats me, I got beat up by a woman. Nothing good is going to happen in this situation. So I had to go fill out a police report. And they looked at the video. It's like John Madden with the telestrator. And it's like, well, we can't really be... We can't be sure that she spit in your face. And I was late for the radio show, so I had to go there. And the guy said, I saw it wasn't his fault. She spit at him. It took two men to tackle her down. And I had to leave. I had to be on the radio station. So I think I broke my finger. I'm left-handed. But it
looks
my right,
a little swollen there, yeah.
It looks like a bratwurst.
Oh, my gosh.
And then my left knee is messed up, so it messes my walk. So you know what? I'm thinking, okay, I got to watch my smart mouth. There's a lot of people that are just ready to go in the world right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're just ticking time bombs. And I'm thinking, you know what? You got to shut your mouth sometimes.
You know, so, God, there's so much to unpack there. I have to go back to
that. Sorry to start with that, but no, you asked me what's happening.
No,
that's what's happening.
And that's a great intro. And, you know, but you who made fun of you? First of all, okay, you're in Wisconsin, you show up with a veggie tray and someone makes fun of you. That seems wrong. That was the first red flag of the whole story.
Well, it's a radio, guys. They're just friends. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gotcha.
They're teasing me. They're guys on the show. So okay. I said, hey, I'm bringing it. So I said, let's get some shrubbery, run them through the pipes.
Sure.
I dropped some weight. I've been working out really good. So it started out as a joke. Now, every time I go in about once every week or two.
Yeah.
And I bring it. It costs a couple bucks. It's just fun. That's we talk so about funny. It on the air. It's just, hey, Dobe's here. He brought his veggie tray.
You are right, though. Like, you have to be ready. Like, you almost can't. Like, I've never been, since I've been about 30, probably, mm-hmm. I haven't been afraid to confront people. If something's BS.
Sure.
And now, I got to be honest, it's not like I'm just more hesitant because things escalate so quickly. You don't know who
That's
you're
the
dealing
thing.
With. You don't know if they have a gun. It's a terrible time to confront people.
It's under 5 seconds to I'll kill you. Okay,
yeah.
Maybe I was closer. Dude, it's 5 miles an hour. We've all been in that situation. It's a grocery store. Move your tuchus, honey. Let's go. It's like it's cars. You got to cross the thing. But she just, it just rage and anger. I'm thinking, okay, she probably had a hard life. I'm not trying to be, but I try to diffuse it with humor. And she did. She was not in a laughing mood. I'll say that.
You said she went up to the window. I thought you were going to say, and we're now registered at Bed Bath and Beyond. But it went the other way. And I can't, like, do you think you could have taken her? Like, let's say you guys did throw down.
No, I would say in the WWE, she would have been a light heavyweight champion. She was a big woman there. And she had the red hair, looked like, Ronald McDonald with a condition. And it's just, you know, the tattoos. And I don't want to be stereotyped. I don't judge people. I really don't. You know what? I've had a hard life. I'm just trying to get through.
Sure.
But to go from that, you know, I'm trying to say, okay, let's have a laugh about it. I got too close. I'm sorry. But this was not a.
I'm glad you're okay, dude.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that's scary. Very unsettling to hear that right out of the
gate. Let's talk happy things, man. It is so if you're up in Krivitz and somebody, you know, I think in the city, that's why I like, you know, the hinterland. You don't get that in Rhinelander. Come on over for the Packer draft.
True. That's true.
Did you watch the draft? Now, I know you're a Bears fan. It's totally cool. But
yeah.
every football fan watches the draft, no matter where you happen to be in Green Bay this year. But you watch it, and you just assuming your name's going to get called.
Well, I wasn't assuming my name was going to get called, but I did watch, and we talked a little bit about it because Conrad took some time off and went over to the draft. Were you happy with how things unfolded?
You know what? I just think it's cool, you know, because we're never going to. How many people actually get to experience that?
Yeah,
and not even just get drafted in the first round, and you're on TV, and everybody's in your living room. It's just a cool thing most people don't get. I would love the backup punter, the Buffalo Bills draft Pete Schwabba.
Right.
Caucasian end arounder.
I do think I've reached a point in my life where I live vicariously. I can relate to people sitting in the living room and I'm genuinely happy for them. I'm like, this is what a great moment this must be for this person, you know? Except to people who like Shedeur Sanders, like we were talking about. You know, I don't know what the guy's deal is. I don't know what happened, but that was getting a little weird.
You know, it was, and you look at a situation where, hey, okay, his dad's an NFL coach. Well, you know what? If you had a kid, you would protect your kid too.
Yeah.
And, you know, Deion Sanders could be a little, I look at it, it's like, I wasn't there. I don't know.
Maybe I thought everybody liked him though. I thought Deion Sanders was really popular with like the NFL alumni, but I don't know anything about it. So who knows?
And Shedeur seems, you know, he had a good college career and his teammate went number two. And it's like, hey, he's got a great chance now to prove everybody wrong. Okay, I'm going to come in there and be good. So I look at it as a pod. You wish the guy well. I don't wish anybody bad.
Well, all right, let's get this popcorn pick going here, and then we'll talk about, you got some other cool stuff we have to talk about. My guest is Dobie Maxwell. He is here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Dobie's a comedian, Wisconsin-based. He's lived all over, though, but I know he loves his home state, and he's got a few things we'll get to in just a minute. But I want to ask you, like, how do you watch movies, Dobe? Are you a theater guy or at home?
I thought about this when you approached me. I love this concept. I'm old school and I'm cheap. Okay. Which I don't know. That's going to be, and I'm from Wisconsin. So I went to a rummage sale maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And it was so funny. This married couple, they're moving out of their house. And this guy had about 400 or 500 DVDs in the binders.
Yeah.
And
wow.
They were really all the guy movies, all the Star Wars, all the Godfathers, all the Die Hard movies, just everything. And I just got a wild hair up my nose. And I said, how much for all of these? And his wife perked up. You can have them all for $100. Because she wanted them gone. You could tell that was a big bone of contention. She wanted them gone.
Right.
And the guy's like, oh, well, that's all. I said, well, sold $100. So before he could say no, I bought them. So I went through them all and I figured it out. They come to about 14 cents. A DVD. for all these. And there's great movies in there.
Gosh.
And there's like 400 of them and all the guy movies in there. So I'm thinking, okay, I have a DVD player is like $40 at, you know, Menards has them. And I pop in movies and I you know, I own them. I can watch them as many times as I want to. I can put them on pause. I can change my transmission fluid. I can do whatever I want to and watch them. That's how I like to watch movies. And you say what wow. I like to make my own food and watch them. So that's probably not the sexy answer, but that's how I like to
Hey, however you do it. I mean, I know there's this big movement now to try to get people back to the theater. I'm all for that. I love going.
I love going
to the movies, but I probably watch more at home than I do in the theater just by way of convenience. So, no, I think that's a great answer. What's the last film you've seen in the theaters, Dobe?
Oh, man, that's a really good question. It's been a while, and I can't. That's a good. You caught me off guard there. I can't.
The Godfather.
It's been that long. The Godfather, Green Bay. No, I saw that.
I honestly
think it was. I really don't recall.
Okay.
Took me off guard.
Yeah. Do you? I love the. I do see DVDs at garage sales once in a while,
yeah.
And I don't go to many of them. But if it's like on the way home, mm-hmm. and I see something, I'll stop. But I rarely like the movies. Like it'll be like a 70s or like Steven Seagal movies or something. I wouldn't even pay 14 cents for something like that. But like,
right.
I also hate, this is what drives me crazy when I'm walking through the garage sale and mm-hmm. the owner is bird dogging me, trying to give me the history of every little item. I'm like, I'm not going to do the same thing you did with your stuff. Just
right,
back
funny.
Off and let me, you know, kind of visualize this end table in the basement, you know?
Sure.
So, but oh, anyway, what is your, do you like, let's do this, Dobe. If you were watching a movie in a theater mm-hmm. and a bunch of people were talking, and I run into this often in Marinette, it's either older people who think they're in their living room and they talk sure. loud, or the kids who are in there just hanging out and wanted to pay $10 to do it. I don't get that either. But what would you do? Do you confront them or do you just kind of let it pass?
You know, I try to be nice. And after this latest incident, I don't know if I'm going to confront anybody in my life. You know, I'll get whacked at the old folks home. But I like to, you know, do the whole cough thing, like like you got whooping cough, like, you know, go right behind them. You try to be nice about it. It's like, shh. And some people, depending on where you are, will react
right.
to that. We all paid to get in. Isn't it fair? Talk afterwards. Go outside
absolutely.
And talk. You don't have to.
I did that too. And Conrad, I told you this when I went to see, I think it was Long Legs, kind of a creepy movie.
Okay.
And I get in there and I sit down. I'm the only one in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want somebody else to show up so I'm not on my phone like I could be in
sure.
my living room. So
yeah.
this couple comes in and they sit. I'm in the last row. They sit right in front of me. Like it's their favorite spot. You got the whole theater
yeah.
and they sit right in front of me. So I had to be the guy to leave and go somewhere else in the theater. Oh, God, that drove me crazy.
No, now see, now okay, now that's cool. What I would have done is just reached over and got helped myself to popcorn and snow caps. You know, taking a suck off the big Pepsi. When you sit that close, you're paying for my snacks.
I believe you. I believe that you would do that.
I would.
Do you have a favorite genre, Dobe, of movie you like to watch?
You know, the guy movies, the mob movies are kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's like stuff you'd never do. And comedy, I don't know, as a comedian, do you watch comedies? I do once in, you know, it's hard to get me. Again, I love Godfather Green Bay. It exceeded my expectations. It was wonderful. But not a lot of comedies do. What the masses like.
I'm with you.
I don't tend to think it's funny. I know disrespect there, but
yeah.
we're comedians. We think differently.
And I'm with you. I like to watch something different typically. If there's like a new comedy that's all the rage and it's a good movie and not just a silly one
right.
line, you know, whatever, I'll do it. But all right, we're going to get Dobe's pick. We're going to do a very quick break and then we'll come back. And I've got a couple more questions for Dobe. We'll get his popcorn pick of the week. And then we're going to talk about his new comedy special, which is pretty cool. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
He's the greatest dancer of the world. The champion of dance. His moves will put you in a trance. And he never leaves the disco alone.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Nightlight. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. It is a pleasure to be here tonight, and thank you for being with me, folks. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite or least favorite emoji? So send those in, and if you want to send a picture with your text, we can share that on the stream as well. We've got some good ones so far, and we will get to texts in just a little while. Right now, usually our popcorn pick of the week is done by now, but
okay.
That story was so epic. I don't mind.
Thanks,
it's
I'm
worth
sorry
it.
To slow it down.
No.
I have a favorite emoji too. Can we? The one with the party hat where they're blowing the noisemaker.
Right. That's a
I
great
like
one.
That one.
I that's like that one too.
One.
And I like the guy in the disco outfit is kind of discoing. When I first saw that, I actually laughed. And now I'm the guy that shares it. So let me ask you this, a couple more questions and we'll get your pick. Do you have a favorite movie star or someone you'll just go see a movie because this movie star or stars is in it?
Yeah, John C. Reilly, of all people.
Oh, nice.
I just have that guy. He does comedy.
He's
he does
great.
Drama. And he just, every movie he's in, I love. And the other one is Michael McKean. He is in everything.
Yeah.
He's in Spinal Tap. He is in Better Call Saul. He's in just all my favorite movies. He was Lenny or Squiggy. Not that I love that show, but I grew up in Milwaukee. I would love to meet him and say, if you're in it, I'll watch it.
He's one of those guys. I don't know when he achieved this, or there are certain guys that get to that point in their career where everybody just wants them in their project. And he's great as an actor. He's funny. He just can do everything. And that's a great, those are
probably
two,
a good guy
names.
Too. Like in comedy, it's like, you have to be the funniest. No, you got to be good in the car.
Right,
if I'm riding
the
Marinette, Pete's a good guy. You are funny, but you're good in the car.
I'd rather be with a guy on the road who's good in the car than on stage. Cause on stage
absolutely.
I can walk out of the room, but if you're stuck with someone in the car, it's trouble.
No, it's totally trouble.
All right. So, what was I going to ask you? Okay. So, what is your favorite movie snack, Dobe? When you're watching movies in the theater or at home, or is it the same thing?
Well, in the theater, actually, I like Raisinets and Goobers because I like the raisins and the peanuts.
Nice.
It's got to be a mix.
You eat them together?
I do eat them together.
Interesting.
And I know that's probably against the movie snack laws. And I don't know, but it's because it's only, it's $14 for one box. So you got to have two.
Right.
But I do like that. And at home, I know this is weird. I grew up in Wisconsin. I have an affinity for liverwurst. I just do. Braunschweiger, a good Braunschweiger is great. I love it in a sandwich form. And I have a good thick liverwurst sandwich. I love sauerkraut. I know that's bad. I eat weird stuff, but that's what I like. And if I'm home watching these DVDs, I can do it. So nobody has to do it but me.
Yeah.
I love it. I don't have to bother anybody else.
What are you're making a face, Conrad. What is that face like?
Don't
I don't like that food, or I do like that food?
My dad has been trying to get me to try liverwurst for probably my whole life, and I still will not do it.
What Conrad, it'll open new vistas in your personality.
What is it? What is Braunschweiger, too? Is that just sausage?
No, it's liverwurst. It's liverwurst.
Oh.
I don't know if it's the German word for it.
Okay.
But it's just like Usinger's. It's a good Braunschweiger. Like at the store, they have the cheap ones. I don't know what part of the pig or any other critter that they chop off. But Braunschweiger means the creme de la creme.
Probably
best
not to ask questions.
No,
I did that
enjoy.
Too. Whenever we would come to Milwaukee, my mom's family it was from Milwaukee. The Murphys were Milwaukee's, were from Milwaukee. And my Uncle Pat would use my mom's brother would put the raw hamburger with onions,
cannibal sandwiches,
and salt and pepper on rye bread.
Yes, sir.
And I tried one just to try it, and I don't know why people eat that. Is it a badge of honor? Is it kind of like?
Well, I think it comes from about 14 Pabst Blue Ribbons, and it's just washing the mouth out. But what I like to do is that's a New Year's Eve tradition in where I come from in Wisconsin.
Well, that I get. Yeah, if you make an event somehow, but just eating
I'll eat it 24/7.
All right,
I like it. If I'm going to the electric chair, that's what I'm having: cannibal sandwiches, liverwurst.
And everybody in the prison will be like, what did he ask for?
I'm glad he's gone.
Yeah.
I'm pulling the switch myself.
What about the movie, Dobe?
Which one did I pick?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. What about if you're at the movie? What's your favorite? Oh, I'm sorry. You told me Raisinets.
No, that's okay. Goobers and Raisinets together. Got to be the peanuts and the raisins together.
We got a text on the stream. PJ says, liverwurst is, and then emojis, green face.
give me the bar face the
puke emoji, and then says those are also my favorite emojis. I think we're ready. Conrad, drum roll please. Let's get Dobie Maxwell, comedian Dobie Maxwell's popcorn pick of the week.
Uh, Eastbound and Down, Loaded Up and Trucking, Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, nice. Burt
Reynolds, Jackie Gleason.
Awesome.
1970. Here's the reason I picked that. Now, most comedians, now you seem like a normal guy, Pete, and I really respect you and I like you and I think you're really funny.
Appreciate
most
that.
Comedians are just whacked out. I mean, they say, you know, that whole troublesome childhood. I call it a dented can. My dad was a biker. I was raised by my grandparents, and my grandparents fought like cats and dogs. And the reason I say Smokey and the Bandit, one of the only times I remember all three of us getting along in the same room, I was about 15 when that movie came out, and they took me to see it. So, and we all laughed, everybody. And that movie's got everything in it. It's got car chases. It's got the hot chick, Sally Field. It's got jokes. It's got country music. It's got everything you like. Burt Reynolds is the hot guy at the time. Not that I was interested in that. But I just watched it in my stash that I bought that was in there. I watched it about a week ago. It still holds up. And from Jackie Gleason in Buford Justice, the lines in there, to go from Ralph Cramden to Buford T. Justice. That's some range. And laugh out loud to this day, I thought it was hilarious. I love that movie.
My favorite line is a Jackie Gleason line from that movie when his kid says he has to let him off on the side of the road to go pee. And Jackie Gleason says, well, give it a fast shake. Like, it's just, I don't remember much about the movie, but I do remember laughing hysterically when it came out. And I've got a Burt Reynolds story for you, Dope. We could do after the news.
Let me hear it. That'd be great.
Hear it. We'll do the news and Tricky Nicky on the... on the text line says, we've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. And then a thumbs up emoji. Fantastic. Thank you, Tricky. All right, Dobie Maxwell is here. The popcorn pick of the week is in. It is Smokey and the Bandit. Schwabba, this is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday. Our question of the night is, what is in your pocket? Conrad's mom checks in and says, mailbox key and phone. It is a mile walk to the mailbox. That could be a fart walk. She times it right.
That is a long walk. Yeah.
It's funny, on that thing too, like on puberty, they had a couple walking together, like that was bringing them closer together, which I suppose it can. Yeah. Brian from Milwaukee says, two lens cleaning wipes for my glasses and some blue pocket fuzz. Right. Most people don't have anything too exciting in their pocket, but I appreciate the honesty, and I'm truly curious. On the stream, Dave says, a Swiss Army knife, car keys, wallet, phone charger, lint. PJ says, besides my hand, lint. And then Craig says, Pete, regarding one of tonight's subjects, most teachers don't pass wind in public. That are private tutors. Oh, my God. Okay.
That's a great joke.
I should have read that over first. Thank you, Craig. Share what's in your pocket, folks. That's tonight's question of the night. Mike Radu coming up at 7:20. Mike is a theater owner, and he is an independent theater owner. No megaplexes. He owns two really old, cool theaters. We're going to talk about that with Mike. He's coming into the studio, which will be fun. But right now, I'm excited to welcome another Mike. Have we ever had two Mikes on the show at the same on the same night?
I think this is radio history.
I think we're doing it again. Mike Schmidt is a comedian, one of my favorites, and he hosts the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast. And he is just a great dude. It's great to have him back here on Nightlight. It's been too long. He joins us on the stream. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Two Mikes, one Pete. How are you, sir?
That sounds nefarious somehow.
Fairly dirty. It sounds fairly dirty. I'm not going to lie.
Not as dirty as two Pete's and one Mike.
Well, Maybe. Listen, I've been on hold here for, it seems like an hour. And all I've heard is you talking about farts in the forest or whatever the hell you're talking about. I mean, my favorite thing was, hey, man, I don't do any bathroom humor. And then forget it. Katie, bar the fart door because you went bananas.
I went bananas. You know, I don't do that. I said I don't. I think I've talked about it on one other occasion. This just was kind of staring me at the in the face. It was like something I couldn't deny.
Poor choice of words.
That's all I do, Mike. And it's just so silly. I had to address it. So
I see. All right. Well, that's fine. You, it's your show. You handle it any way you want. But I enjoyed the disclaimer up top where it's like, I never do this. And then
I know
it's the like, horses sprinted for the gate.
I rarely tell racist jokes, but.
But guess what? Yeah,
right, exactly. Hey, it's good to have you on the show. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me on the show. I will tell you, I didn't know if I was, if people could see me. I couldn't remember because it's been a while since I've been here. And I literally just got out of the shower. It looked like somebody dragged me out of a swimming pool. So I was like, my camera's off. It's staying off. Nobody wants to see this. It's ridiculous.
Could you not have timed that better where, you know, like you could have put some clothes on or?
Pete, I'm not naked. I'm wearing clothes, okay. But I'm just, you know, my hair is a fright. And you know me, I often shower right before a performance. That's how I like to handle it. I only book myself in clubs that have a shower backstage.
We have a friend, and since we started off on the wrong foot with the bathroom humor, I'll just keep rolling with it. But our friend I'm not going to say who it is because that would be unprofessional. Unprofessional.
Wow.
But it names with pitch ground. So maybe you can figure out who it is, but he always had to go number two before he went on stage. That was just like a nervous habit he had. Well, he mistimed it one night and we were at Jukebox Comedy Club in Peoria. And one of the funniest things I've ever seen was his name being called onto the stage. And all I could see were his feet in the stall under the door. And I was like, there's no way he's making this. Even if he's extremely talented, it's not happening. But we all have our routines before we go.
But I loved that you said, because you said he mistimed it one night, which made me think he was on, you know, instead of going before he went on stage, he got on stage and hell, I forgot the order of this. And if any one of us is going to do that, it's going to be pitch ground. Because clearly that's the kind of, and he used to wrestle, right? I understand he used to wrestle. He did.
I can't say his joke for that on the air, unfortunately, but it's a beautiful joke. And he's not above leaving a little pile on the stage if he mistimes things. So, all right, let's move on rapidly because we've got a lot to talk about. What's in your pocket? Do you have pockets, Mike, even though you just got out of the shower?
At this moment, I do because I'm wearing sweats, but there's nothing, nary a thing in the pocket. But during the day, usually, I'm just as boring as everyone else, except for the guy carrying a knife. I don't care if it's a Swiss Army knife. You have a weapon in your pocket, dude. No, you can try to pretend it's like, oh, I might run into a jar I need to open. No, sir. We know this is for shivving somebody in a dark alley. Don't try to get out.
There's an emergency whittling situation that pops up.
Yeah, what the hell? But I'm phone wallet keys. That's why I'm phone wallet keys.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. Appreciate the honesty. And it's good to keep clean pockets.
Did you ever carry anything more? What was there anything more than phone wallet keys in your pocket in your life? What have you carried?
Yeah, I tend to... Probably. I don't like to, like, if I'm trying not to carry like a backpack or something, I'll shove stuff into my pockets, but it's like the same stuff we've been hearing tonight. Phone charger, occasionally some bad intentions, that kind of thing, Mike.
Sure.
I don't know.
Now, are you a handkerchief guy? Were you ever one of those dudes?
You know what? Here's the weird thing. I'm not a handkerchief guy. I think they're like kind of gross, but I do keep like paper towels in my pockets just in case, because all of a sudden, you never know when you're going to need it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
A bounty, carry a pack of bounty with you. That's totally fine. But a handkerchief, that's a commitment, man. That's like a piece of clothes that you vomit in. I mean, it's like the craziest thing I've ever heard.
There are times I'll be around like some old school guys and I'll see them pull out a hanky and I'll have like this visceral reaction where I just almost dry heave. And I want to say, what do you got against the quicker picker upper? It's a little more sanitary and you don't have to carry that disgusting thing around.
Ask Rosie.
Pocket.
Rosie will tell you. Exactly. Let me tell you this. Sixth grade, Westview Middle School in Romeoville, Illinois, sixth grade.
Okay.
Our gym teacher was a man named Mr. Nellis, and he was your prototypical old school baseball hat from the 20s in 77, right. Baggy blue pants, whistle, the whole nine. And he had constantly, he would fish into his pocket and pull out a handkerchief that never saw the inside of a washing machine, never saw anything but his pocket and his nose. That was it. Like bang, 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 back and forth. It was a one-way street, a two-way street. So then one day he comes in, you can ask Lenny, who my brother, who will totally tell you this, right. He reaches in, he's fishing for the handkerchief one day, and we're all like, oh, Christ, here it comes. And he reaches in, and he pulls out a hot dog and bites it a couple times and shoves it back in the handkerchief pocket. Never forgot.
That is like just a health violation on so many levels, Mike.
Right? This is the guy teaching me about why hair is growing where it's growing. And now he's got a pocket full of sausage that I'm not interested in. What are you doing, man?
He's teaching you about hygiene. And he's pulling a hot dog out of his pocket.
Right? Mr. Nellis, man. Curb it.
Oh, that's awful. Great name.
It was grim.
Great name, though. I love the name.
It is. It was him and Mr. Krushka. I got to tell you Mr. Krushka's story. Mr. Krushka was also a gym teacher in Westview. And then when I went to Bolingbroke High School, he wound up being the he was a teacher there. And he had this cadence, the way he would talk, Schmidt, what are you doing? Like he would just, and he called everybody by their last name. So one year, my sophomore year, we had a transfer student, a kid from probably Vietnam. I don't know, somewhere over there, somewhere where their names end in G's. So this dude, and we adopt him. And like my crew adopts this guy because we want it where he's like our guy. Like he's got super long fingernails and he's just a different cat, and his English is bad. So we're doing archery outside and as a gym experience, and we're shooting, and he, it's Fong's turn to shoot, and Fong goes, and we go, Fong, now when you shoot you got to go get the arrow. And he's like okay, I don't know what he said, and we're like no, when you shoot you got to go out, because he was shooting in hay bales and targets.
Okay.
So every, you know, and there's like 15 of them lined up, and people are tum, 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 they're all shooting. So Fong shoots his arrow. And I should tell you, this is in like 1981, I think. And Fong shoots it, and then he goes to run out to the hay bale and grab the arrow. And Krushka's down the line and he just goes, Fong, what are you doing? You'll wind up like Sadat. Get back here. Because a week before this, Anwar Sadat had attended a parade, his last parade. But Krushka out of nowhere drops that on Fong. Fong, get back here. You wind up like Sadat in front of 13-year-old boys. Gorgeous.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Marty Krushka. That's the dudes. They were legends.
Oh, that's so great. Mike, all right. I don't know when this story happened, but I've heard from a couple of our mutual friends that you have a story about playing basketball against girls. And I hope this isn't a horribly misogynistic story or something, but it's supposed to be very funny.
Well, that, first of all, that just sounds horrible the way you framed it. It sounds, you know, you played basketball against girls.
Well, like, it sounded like it was an experiment the way I heard it the first time, but I've never heard the story.
All right. Well, first, I'll just tell you, I love sports, love playing sports, but I didn't play sports in school. My grades weren't there. My mom wouldn't let me, whatever. It didn't matter.
Right.
So I'd play, but we'd play sandlot all day, baseball, and we'd play basketball on a 9-foot rim and dunk. It was totally fun.
Yeah.
So me and my friend Mike Scott and Mike Casey, you think he had a lot of mics in the studio tonight. We got three mics on this team. And we wind up having a talk, because there's on our girls' basketball team in the high school. And again, this is freshman year.
Yeah.
So there was the three best players were women, these girls. I don't know if I should say their names, but I won't say their last names, but it was Judy, Patty, and Nola. Okay.
No mics.
And no mics on the ladies team. And so it got into a beef, like a war of words, where we were talking, and Mike could play basketball, Mike Scott. He didn't play on the team, but he was okay to good.
Okay.
Mike Casey was not as bad as me. Here's how bad I am at basketball. I get a friend named Jimmy O, and Jimmy O's nickname besides Jimmy O is Stool or Stooley. And the reason he got that was because he plays basketball like a word I can't say on your radio show. Okay. So that's why he was nicknamed Stool. So then a couple of years ago, we had the ultimate showdown against me against him to see who was worse, and I lost. So that's how bad I am. And luckily, I didn't get the Stool nickname. He continues to wear it probably today. Yes, sir. But I, like, on the small rim, forget it. I was, like, backing people down, and, you know, it was amazing because I was, like, a combination of Bill Lane Beer hurting people and Kevin Duckworth with one-handed jumpers. I was amazing. But regular basketball, 10-foot rim, forget it. So Judy is in Mike are having a bit of a thing, and they're like, we could beat you guys in basketball. And Mike's like, you could never beat us. There's no way. He goes, me and Mike would kill you guys. And they're like, we play on the team. Like, we would absolutely destroy you. And I'm nervous because I'm like, Mike, now what are you doing, man? This is probably bad. And they're like, well, then let's play. And he's like, all right, we'll figure it out. We'll play. We'll get together and we'll play. So the summer comes and Mike tells me, hey, we're playing them this week. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, we're going to play them. We're going on to Falcon Ridge. We're going to play them. I'm like, oh, Christ. All right. So me, him, and Mike, and like, I don't practice or anything. Again, I don't know what to do. I play street basketball.
Right.
So, and then we get there and they're like, they're in like almost like matching uniforms and they're doing a layup line. I mean, they're just like amazing. And, you know, Mike's practically, he didn't, but he smoked that day just for no reason. He's like, all right, let's do this. You know, oh, like that's so out of shape and bad.
So great.
So
hey,
we get
Mike,
there.
Can we, the game is about to start. Can we wait? We're going to do a very quick break and we'll come back and find out what happened.
Sure.
And Mike's pickup basketball game. I love it. It's Beach Wabba and Nightlight. Mike Schmidt is here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. You got Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I am Peach Wabba. Conrad is back. He was back last night. After a lengthy stay at the draft where he was asked to leave with good reason. I'm kidding, Conrad. You know that. I'm very excited, folks. My friend Mike Schmidt is on the show. Very funny comedian and host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast. Absolutely check it out. Mike was in the middle of telling a story about how he and two other Mikes were about to square off against three girls who were outstanding basketball players.
They're very good.
Right.
As a matter of fact, when they arrived, like I said, as freshmen, you know, the girls team was never anything, I guess, to write home about. But then when these three arrived, everybody's like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
It's about time we've got some juice with the arrival of Judy, Patty, and Nova. So we get there. And like I said, they're hitting shots. I'm looking at, because again, Mike's good.
Right.
And my other friend, Mike, is just, you know, he's just there. Mike. He never talked. I don't know. I think I heard him talk twice throughout all of high school. He's one of those guys. Mike, I'll tell you what, Mike, we actually, one time after school, me and Mike went with Mike because Mike had a fight with Mar Allen. And they had a fight like 3 o'clock high. They fought for like 45 minutes.
Oh,
dude.
Wow.
Blood and mud. It was gorgeous. And it was at the end, they shook hands and we just went home. It was crazy. It was the weirdest thing.
Right. No guns. None of that craziness. Yeah. Everybody goes home. Put the guns down and fight like men, people, or women, whatever.
They went at it. I mean, I think about it now. It was like Titanic class between Mike and Mar Allen. Yeah, but man, Mike, it was great. It was a spectacle I won't soon forget. So they're practicing. They're really good. And I tell Mike, the guy who's good at basketball, I go, Mike, look, man, you gotta score every time.
You gotta carry us.
yeah, please. And he's like, well, don't worry about it. Yeah, we'll be fine. And so. We gave them the ball, like to take it out. And they were like, no, you guys take it out because, you know, they were good basketball players. And we were just this motley crew of nobodies. And the game started and Pete, we beat the hell out of these girls.
Oh, no. I thought this story was going the other way. That's hilarious.
We destroyed them. I don't know if they scored. I don't remember I knew there was trouble when after like the sixth time we scored, Sweet Georgia Brown came out of nowhere, just started playing. It was demoralizing because again, we're bad. Like Mike's okay to good. He's not on the team or anything. Like he's just a guy who plays. And Mike and me and the other Mike we're stone pillars. But Pete, let me tell you this: as good as these women were at basketball, and they continue to be good throughout their entire high school careers. It's very hard to defeat a 7-inch height disadvantage.
Right.
I mean, I was, you know, 6 foot. I'm 6'2" now. I was 6 foot in high school. And the tallest one of them was Patty, who was probably 5'6".
And she was the center, maybe.
Yeah, and she's trying to guard me. Forget about it. I'm yamming on this girl. Forget it. You don't want any part of me. Step off, Patty. I'm bad every other day of the year, every other day of my life. But today, I am absolutely shacking you to pieces. It was a mess. We left them laying in just a smoking ruin.
Was there talking afterwards? Did you guys all part friends, or what happened after?
Of course, we were friends all through school. Oh, good. And, okay. And I mean, not hanging out, but you'd see them all. I mean, we were, again, it was 4 years. We were going to have to be in there, but I know that they knew every moment they grabbed a basketball, every time they saw us, they had to realize that we were the L that would never be erased, because they're not getting a rematch. There's no rematch. That's not, I mean, they could call now and I'm like, sorry, it's not happening.
No way.
You're taking this to the grave. You got absolutely dominated by two slobs and a decent guy.
I really thought that was going the other way. Like they were just dropping bombs and crushed you guys. That's so funny.
We killed them. We absolutely killed them.
Do you remember this, Mike? One time, you know, we were talking in LA and I'm a Jordan guy. You've always been a Larry Bird guy. And I always loved when something would set you off in a conversation. And I said something about Larry Bird that was not, Larry Bird's great, but I don't know what I said. Like he didn't play defense or whatever. And you said, do you want me to come over there right now and hit you? I was like, well, no.
Well, and don't get it. Michael Jordan's the greatest player who ever played. I you know, don't make me like I'm anti Jordan. Jordan's the king.
Right.
I had a stranger, whatever. I was in a restaurant in a mall, like a food court. And there was a guy behind me and he was on the phone, and he was the LeBron guy. And the guy on the other end of the phone was clearly the Jordan guy. So they're having that argument. Who's
right.
The best. And he's laying out, well, you know, the thing is he's 41, he's still doing it. And you hear the guy on the phone, he's like Jordan, blah, blah, and they're going back and forth. After like 15 minutes, I turn around, I looked at him and I go, 6-0 in finals, beat Hall of Famers in every finals.
Yeah.
6 NBA finals MVPs, put the phone away.
Right. To a total stranger.
Yeah. And he laughed, thankfully.
And how do you, like, that's my argument for the Jordan LeBron thing. Like nobody ever even took Jordan to a game 7 in the finals. So it's tough to have, I give LeBron total credit. I mean, to do what he's done for as long as he has is incredible, but they're different players. LeBron is huge, you know, and I mean, they both are, but LeBron is a different player, I think.
Yeah. LeBron is 6'9", 250. I mean, but also there's something to be said for a 40-year-old man at 6'9", 250, still getting 28 and 10. I mean, he's a miracle. And if you wanted to tell me he was the second best of all time, I would concede that point.
I would too.
I like Kareem and all those, you know, there's a lot of guys I can argue for, but from what LeBron's accomplished and done, I mean, and again, the chase down block against the Warriors is ridiculous. He has legendary moments that you'll never forget. The 25 points in a row in the playoffs for Cleveland. I mean, it's insane, dude. But again, everyone has everybody forgot about Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas is a amazing Hall of Fame basketball player. He's incredible.
But still because he's a jerk.
I know. We hated him because he was mean to Jordan and he was a jerk.
I'm glad, Mike, that you and I agree on all three of these points and we didn't have another Larry Bird moment here, because that did frighten me. Frighten me a lot. Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.